too.
This is the sound of crossing the lumpiest, most uncertain ice we've come across yet. We seem to have to get across to the other side of the river. Nintak is now knee deep, 3/4 of the way across the river, through broken ice. Using a wooden pole to test the ice for certainty. Well, he's across. And off we go. It's quite reassuring that two and a half, three people have made it across now. What's slightly more alarming are the cracks and the depth of the water that we're having to wade through. The cracks are reverberating up and down the river. And the great fissures in the ice. Now we're back on the snow at the side. And there we are, across. And Nintuk's off again as if nothing happened. All in a day's work. And Nintuk's off again as if nothing happened. All in a day's work for the man carrying 30 kilos and a 5-man tent on his back. I suppose I better follow him. That's what good ice sounds like. The bad ice, I hope not to discover what it sounds like. The bad ice, I hope not to discover what it sounds like.